They used it to build themselves magnificent palaces and held court in great style. They ate off golden dishes, and even their slaves, both male and female, were dressed in splendid robes. They loved good food and good wines even more. So did their satraps. A kingdom like this, thought King Philip, should be easy to conquer. But before he had even contemplated the preparations for his campaign, he was assassinated. His son, who now inherited the whole of Greece along with his native Macedonia, was barely 20 years old at the time. His name was Alexander. The Greeks were convinced that freedom was in their grasp. He was only a boy, and they'd make short work of him. But Alexander was no ordinary boy. From his youth he had been impatient to be king. When he was little, he was said to cry whenever his father, King Philip, conquered another Greek city, saying, "Father won't leave anything for me to conquer when I'm king."